By the time a man reaches 50 years of age, he has a 75% chance of having an enlarged prostate and a 33% chance of having prostate cancer. As he continues to age, these numbers continue to worsen. It's an accepted medical fact that if a man lives long enough, some kind of prostate problem is virtually guaranteed. Prostate problems are not, however, inevitable. There are six main causes of prostate problems. These are hormonal imbalances, cancer, zinc deficiency, cadmium toxicity, calcification, and infection. In this audio presentation, we will discuss each of these six problems in detail, and then, for each problem, tell you which natural ingredients are most effective at addressing each particular problem. Should you want a product with all of the ingredients for each of the problems we are about to discuss, they are available in the Endosterol product. Now, let's begin with hormonal imbalances and cancer, as these two problems are intimately related. Up until his early 30s, a man produces more testosterone than estrogen. Yes, you heard right. Men produce estrogen. This is natural and is nothing to worry about. Men produce estrogen and women produce testosterone. The difference is that men make more testosterone than estrogen and women make more estrogen than testosterone. It is this predominance of one hormone over the other that is responsible not just for the differences between male and female bodies, but also the differences between male and female personalities. Unfortunately, as a man ages, he makes less and less testosterone and more estrogen, until by age 34, a man makes more estrogen than testosterone. I call this a hormonal inversion. This process accelerates with age, so that by the time a man is 60, he makes twice as much estrogen as testosterone, and by age 90, 12 times as much. While somewhere in a man's 50s, this change is officially labeled as andropause, which is the male version of menopause, you can see that the process actually starts in a man's mid-30s. A hormonal inversion can show up in many ways. In the sports world, a man's performance begins to suffer. This is why you don't see many professional athletes at the top of their game past age 40. Muscle size and tone decreases, and fat begins to accumulate. This gives a man a softer, more feminine appearance. In the business world, a man may begin to lose his competitive edge. In relationships, he becomes more passive. In general, as the hormonal inversion begins to take hold, a man becomes more sensitive and less aggressive, more feminine. Regardless of how you feel about the effect of female hormones on your personality, the male body doesn't like it at all. In particular, this hormonal inversion wreaks havoc on a man's prostate. Hormonal inversion, or the dominance of estrogen over testosterone in man, is due to three actions. First, as a man ages, he makes less testosterone. This is understandable, as all hormones decrease in their production with age. Second, some of his testosterone begins turning into dihydrotestosterone, or DHT for short. This happens courtesy of an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase, whose job it is to convert good testosterone into its evil counterpart, DHT. It's DHT that is the main cause of hair loss and prostate enlargement. Did you ever wonder why baldness is predominantly a male problem? It's because men make more testosterone than women and thus are at greater risk of having more testosterone that turns into DHT. The third cause of hormonal inversion is a bit more bizarre. It turns out that there is an enzyme in a man's body called aromatase, whose function it is to convert testosterone into estrogen, And not just any kind of estrogen, because there are actually three different types of estrogen. This aromatase enzyme turns testosterone into the most powerful of the three forms of estrogen, namely estradiol. Thus, as a man ages, he not only makes less testosterone, but what little testosterone he makes, his body then turns into DHT and the estrogen estradiol. Now, we already know the DHT causes hair loss and balding. What does estradiol estrogen cause? Aside from feminization of the body and personality, estradiol causes cancer, and most specifically, prostate cancer. So, just what are the odds of this happening to any given man? As we said in the introduction, in terms of prostate enlargement, by age 50, 75% of all men have an enlarged prostate, and by age 50, 33% have prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is the most common non-skin cancer in the United States, and the second leading cause of death from cancer among U.S. men, after lung cancer. As a man gets older, these numbers get much worse, and if a man lives long enough, prostate enlargement and cancer are virtually guaranteed. Medical treatments for an enlarged prostate and prostate cancer often leave men in diapers, unable ever to have sex again. So what do we as men need to do? We need to increase testosterone production, block the enzymes 5-alpha reductase and aromatase, and find some way of dealing with a prostate that has already become cancerous and enlarged. Alternative medicine has identified many natural ingredients that can help us do this, but the best of all of them are beta-sitosterol and ellagic acid. Beta-sitosterol suppresses both 5-alpha reductase and aromatase, so that takes care of DHT and estrogen. In terms of prostate cancer, animals treated with beta-sitosterol had 43% smaller tumors and had one-half the rate of metastases over untreated animals. Ellagic acid works by causing cancer cells to actually self-destruct. The technical term for this is apoptosis. Whenever a cell becomes cancerous, our DNA instructs it to self-destruct. This is one of the most powerful safeguards we have in preventing cancer. Unfortunately, some cancer cells manage to block this signal. These are the cells that go on to grow and form tumors. What ellagic acid does is to reinstate the self-destruct signal in these cancer cells. Ellagic acid does this for all cancers, but studies show that it is particularly effective at this for prostate and breast cancers. So, what should we do? Go out and buy some beta-sitosterol and ellagic acid? Well, first, you need a concentrated source of beta-sitosterol, and even the saw palmetto berry, the plant recognized as one of the best sources of beta-sitosterol, contains only 333 parts per million of beta-sitosterol. To get 1 gram of beta-sitosterol from saw palmetto, you would need to have over 6.5 pounds of saw palmetto berries. Furthermore, beta-sitosterol is very poorly absorbed orally. Less than 5% of what you take by mouth makes its way into the bloodstream, and then even less gets to the prostate itself. Thus, to absorb 1 gram of beta-sitosterol a day from saw palmetto berries, you would actually need to eat over 132 pounds of the berries a day. Ellagic acid is found in raspberries and pomegranates. But again, we have the same problem with absorption and concentration. Unless you have the digestive capacity of a 500-pound mountain gorilla, and you spent all day stuffing yourself with saw palmetto berries and raspberries, you would need to get a more concentrated source of beta-sitosterol and ellagic acid. So, the first two ingredients we chose to put in endosterol were concentrated forms of beta-sitosterol and ellagic acid. Okay. That takes care of the first two problems, hormonal inversions and cancer. Let's move on to problem number three. The third cause of prostate problems is zinc deficiency. A zinc deficiency not only causes the prostate to operate less effectively, it can also cause it to enlarge. Different organs in the body have different requirements for elements, and for the prostate, zinc is required. It may sound strange that some organs need more of one element than another, but you already know of the most common example. It's called goiter. While the younger generation may not be as familiar with this, the older generation will be. Goiter is an enlargement of the thyroid gland in the neck due to insufficient iodine in the diet. Iodine is a heavy element, and rain typically washes it out of mountainous soil into the rivers and eventually into the sea. People living near the oceans who eat fish get all the iodine they need, but people who live in the mountains often become iodine deficient and can develop goiter. Of course, this isn't seen much anymore in developed countries where iodine is added to table salt, but it demonstrates the point. Individual organs, or glands, have specific mineral requirements, and when they don't get what they need, they malfunction and can enlarge. Thus, prostate enlargement can be considered prostate goiter. Unfortunately, zinc is not added to table salt like iodine is. This, added to the fact that zinc becomes more difficult to absorb with age, leads to the widespread zinc deficiencies we see today. Keeping in mind that we not only need to supplement with zinc, but deliver it to the body in a highly absorbable form, the third ingredient in Indosterol is pumpkin extract, which is high in bioavailable zinc. The fourth cause of prostate problems is cadmium toxicity. Cadmium toxicity is actually related to zinc deficiency in the sense that low zinc levels can cause cadmium toxicity. Cadmium is a toxic heavy metal, commonly found in soft drinks, seafood, cigarette smoke, plastics, water softeners, and other places. Cadmium can cause chronic fatigue, hair loss, high blood pressure, arthritis, impotence, and of course, prostate problems. Cadmium owes its unique ability to damage the prostate to its similarity to the element zinc. Now, all beneficial elements have their toxic analogs, poisonous elements that the body mistakes for the beneficial ones. This is due to similarities in the atomic radius and electrical charge of certain elements. Thus, the body mistakes aluminum for magnesium, lead for calcium, mercury for selenium, and cadmium for zinc. Now, the prostate needs zinc to function, and it is often zinc deficient. So when it sees some toxic cadmium floating by in the bloodstream, it thinks, "Oh good, here's some zinc, I need that," and it gobbles it right up. In this manner, over time, cadmium accumulates and begins causing problems. If a man were to take supplemental zinc his whole life, it would offer some protection against cadmium absorption, but even so, some cadmium is bound to make it to the prostate. The only way to deal with cadmium is to remove it with a chelator. A chelator is an ingredient that has a very strong attraction to a particular element. If the attraction it has is stronger than the attraction the body has for that element, the chelator can pull that element out from the body. The safest and most effective cadmium chelator is called EDTA. EDTA is an amino acid that has a 50-year history of removing toxic metals like cadmium from the body. Once EDTA has attached itself to cadmium, the entire complex becomes water-soluble and will be eliminated harmlessly in the urine within a few hours. Thus, EDTA is the fourth ingredient in Indosterol. The fifth cause of prostate problems is calcium deposits in the prostate. We've discussed cadmium and we can agree that it is a toxic metal. But what about calcium? Isn't calcium vital for our health? Absolutely. Calcium keeps our bones and teeth healthy and has many important roles to play in our biochemistry. What is not commonly known is that as we age, calcium migrates from the bones and teeth, where it belongs, into the soft tissues and organs of the body. When calcium does this, it turns from a beneficial mineral into a pathological one. When calcium moves into the kidneys, we get kidney stones. When it deposits in the gallbladder, we get gallstones. When calcium migrates into the arteries, we get arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis. When calcium gets into the joints, we get arthritis. And when calcium gets into the prostate, we get prostatic calculi, also known as prostate stones. In addition to being a gland, the prostate is also a small pump, and like any pump, it needs to be free of debris to function properly. As we age, these tiny prostate stones accumulate, reducing the prostate's health and functionality. Now, there are two ways to remove prostate stones. The first is a medical procedure that involves a catheterization. Ouch! The second is with EDTA, which goes in and pulls the calcium out, just like it removes the cadmium. Thus, EDTA serves double duty, supporting both the removal of toxic cadmium and also calcium stones. The last cause of prostate problems we will address is that of infection. In addition to cancer, the prostate is susceptible to bacterial, viral, fungal, and parasitic infections. You will recall that ellagic acid is the ingredient used in indosterol to decrease cancer risk, but it does much more than that. Ellagic acid is truly a remarkable ingredient. Ellagic acid is antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, and antiparasitic as well. Ellagic acid is such a remarkable ingredient that it is well worth learning a bit more about it. Ellagic acid inhibits all bacteria by inhibiting the enzyme gyrase. Gyrase is only found in bacteria, and it is the enzyme that allows bacterial DNA to coil. Without this enzyme, the bacteria's DNA unspools and the bacteria dies. Unlike traditional antibiotics that are specific to certain bacteria, ellagic acid works on all bacteria. Since gyrase isn't a human enzyme, inhibiting it does us no harm. Ellagic acid inhibits fungi and yeast by inhibiting the enzyme chitin synthase II. Almost all fungi and yeast cell walls are built out of a polysaccharide called chitin, and chitin synthase II is the enzyme they use to make chitin. Thus, by inhibiting chitin synthase II, ellagic acid suppresses the growth of almost all fungi and yeast. Again, chitin synthase II is not a human enzyme, so inhibiting it does us no harm. Ellagic acid inhibits many viruses by inhibiting the enzyme integrase. Integrase is an enzyme that many viruses need to enter a cell. As you know, viruses cannot reproduce without entering a cell, so by inhibiting this enzyme, many viruses can be inhibited. Again, integrase is not a human enzyme, and its inhibition does us no harm. Finally, ellagic acid inhibits parasites, but the mechanism of how this happens is not yet fully understood. While many people believe parasitic infections to be limited to third world countries, many people harbor millions of intestinal parasites their whole lives without ever knowing it. Thus, in addition to the effects of ellagic acid on prostate cancer, ellagic acid also deals with the infective aspect of prostate disorders. Ellagic acid is also an ingredient in indosterol. We have now discussed the six main causes of prostate problems: hormonal imbalances, cancer, zinc deficiency, cadmium toxicity, calcification, and infection. We have also discussed the ingredients best suited to deal with these problems, namely beta-sitosterol, ellagic acid, pumpkin extract, and EDTA. The last question to be answered is, in what form should these ingredients best be administered? The answer is, as a suppository. Suppository administration was chosen as the delivery mechanism for endosterol for two reasons. Firstly, rectal absorption is recognized as being some 20 times greater than oral absorption. Secondly, and more importantly, has to do with the location of the prostate. When a suppository is inserted into the body, it rests some mere inches away from the prostate itself. It is this ability of a suppository to deliver ingredients directly to the prostate that makes it the optimal method of administration. Congratulations! You've now completed a crash course on prostate health. You know the six main causes of prostate problems, as well as what ingredients can be taken, both preventatively and therapeutically. For more information on endosterol, a product that combines all the ingredients we've talked about, contact the healthcare provider who gave you this presentation. In this next chapter, we will talk about how the same ingredients used in endosterol have other applications for our health. In particular, we will discuss endosterol and the role it can play supporting the body in dealing with chronic inflammation, circulation disturbances, immune dysfunction, and generalized female disorders.